Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yesterday we spoken about one statement of Sayyid Ahmad Rifai Sahib. I have to repeat the point. The idea is to gain proximity. Ayyum aqrab. يَبْتَهُونَ إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةَ أَيُّهُمْ أَقْرَبُ. So, all wants to get the nearness of Allah Ta'ala. So everybody is in the same race. Race is to Allah Ta'ala. But then, how do we manage ourselves in this race? That's quite important, in fact, most important. So the Quran Sharif says, it's 4 points. Man arada al-akhira. First point is, intention is right. The idea is nothing material, nothing about ego, nothing about anything else, it's just about Allah Ta'ala. Akhirat, when you say Jannat or Akhirat, means Allah Ta'ala. So if someone is asking for Jannat, then don't ask him that you're not interested in Allah Ta'ala, you're interested in Jannat. Because Jannat is the place where you will see Allah Ta'ala. Jannat is the place of the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. This is where you get closer to Allah Ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, therefore you ask it. Like someone is asking a student, so what are you doing? No, I'm in a madrasa. He's not telling you, he's going there to study or to learn hadith, is just explaining to you that I go to this madrasa. So you will not tell the student that, hey, make up your mind. You're going for hadith or you're going to live in and enjoy the madrasa? Because the madrasa is the point where you will learn hadith. So sometimes you will say, I'm going for hadith, and sometimes you can say, I'm going to the madrasa, but it means the same thing. So, unnecessarily we get into this futile discussion. So Jannat is the place where you obtain the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah Ta'ala speaks about His favors, then you must have a yearning as well. Jannatu adnin tajri min tahtihim al-anhar. Gardens, palaces, rivers flowing beneath. يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ الْمُتَهَبِ. We adorned silken clothing, brocade. Sometimes it's, some places it's coarse brocade, coarse silk, and sometimes it is very refined. So, when he talks about it, you must be anxious. Al-Mustafa Rahmatullahi should advise that think about the rewards that Allah Ta'ala promised, right, then will bring about life in your actions. Like, for example, you perform the namaz doing miswak, right? So now think to yourself that the namaz done with miswak is 70 times superior to the namaz done without miswak. So think of the reward and then do it. So when you think of the reward, then there is a life in that action. But if you don't think of the reward, you just do it as a routine, then you don't see that motivation, you don't see the drive. Al-Mawla Salimullah Khan Sahib, he was the last greatest muhaddis in Pakistan, student of Hazrat Ji Muhammad Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and thereafter Hazrat Shaykhul Islam or Madani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. So he's from Luhari originally, India, then he moved on to Pakistan after the partition. His karamat was that he memorized the Quran Sharif in 30 days. He came to his gaon, his village, Luhari, to find that there's nobody to do the Tarawih in Ramadan. Whole Quran Sharif Tarawih in Ramadan. So, our elders say, Chishti or Susti, nahi ho sakti. You are a Chishti, and how can you allow laziness to overcome you? They do something. So they were fired up from the student days, they were fired up, charged. Okay. They need to do something, they need to do something. And that thing leaves them restless until they accomplish. So this comes up when you repeatedly reflect over the fazilat, the virtue of the action that you are doing. So now you think, you do the wuzu correctly, for example, right? So that wuzu will be a nur, right? A hurram muhajjaleen. Rasulullah was asked, how will you recognize your ummah? He says, because of the nur on their faces and on their hands, because of the wuzu. Hur actually, literally what it means, it's a white spot on the forehead of a horse, a hur. And the white spots on the limbs, head or feet, the hands and the feet is called muhajjal. So the faces and the hands will be brilliant because of the doing wuzu correctly. So you did your wuzu correctly, washed it nicely. Obviously, bila israfin wala taqfeer. You don't use less water than is needed, and you don't use more water than is needed. And I say this, and the elders should see this in the homes. I've got taps, and sometimes it is that they need to rinse a small thing, a small saucer, so they use about 3 liters of water, full blast, wash the thing and bring it. So this is called israf. And these are things that which move you away from Allah. You're asking for proximity, and you're doing things to the contrary. You can't use this. Water is nothing. Water is free. And what's the need to economize in the using of water? So the hadith, the reason it's spotted someone doing wuzu on a river, and he was wasting water. So the hadith asked him, be careful about wastage. Even if you are making wuzu on the bank of a river, a bank of a river, you can't think of any wastage. But they also don't do it, don't overdo it. We're having one kitab reading some many years ago before this masjid could be built, maybe about 25 years ago. So this masjid is about 24 years, and about 25 years ago, and that time the architect, Ghulam Khan, he was also in the masjid. So I read the malfuz of Al-Mustab rahmatullahi alayhi, that sometimes the nur of the namaz is decreased because of not doing the wuzu correctly. Wastage, not doing it rightly, so that nur is decreased. Are you thinking why you don't have that drive and that motivation in namaz? And the prelude, the precondition for the namaz, wuzu, get that right, the namaz will be right. That is not right, then it brings about problems in your namaz. That's why once Tabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had warned the Sahaba Ikram. Some of you not doing the wuzu correctly. وَإِنَّهُمْ يُلَبِّسُونَ عَلَيْنَا الصَّلَاةَ. And because of you not doing the wuzu rightly, you're creating doubts in our minds. That means even the muqtadis, wusu, not being right, can affect the imam. See? So the muqtadi is not being a wusu right, but that is affecting the mass of the imam. So it should be a joint effort to see this thing right. See, the wuzu is right, the mass is right, no wastage, doing it correctly. See, you need that amount of water, then only that amount. Like it's a common error about you're washing your face and the tap is running. It's not right. Sometimes you're washing your hand, and you know, you can use approximately 3/4 glass, right? Because it was being full. And it's miranti, 5 glasses you use. You just have to adjust that, and you'll see that you can do with much less. The same in the toilet, so much of water is wasted. So, not that you don't clean yourself well, you must clean yourself very well. Very well, but don't waste. Allah Pak doesn't like. Kulu wa sharabu wa la tusrifu. Everything, Allah Pak doesn't like waste. So we're talking about Sayyid Ahmad Rifai Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and he branched on to the story and was Salimullah Khan Sahib. So, for a long time he was with Sadaji Rahmatullah Ali. So one day he says, I was in the masjid. Now, Salimullah Khan Sahib is a Sheikh of the Hadith, and his commentary on Bukhari at Kashful Bari is about the most popular today in Urdu, besides the Arabic. Arabic is Fathul Bari, Ibn Hajar, Asqalani's, and in Urdu, the most popular one presently is Kashful Bari, right? So now, he was such an expert. He got the loom of the Hadith, being in the science of Hadith for about 50 years, right? So he says, once there was a Jamaat in the Masjid, perhaps from Mewat, and they seem to be like jahils, you know. They don't know much from the recitation and how they talk. So you can make out it's not a learned and educated person. But now, there's still about an hour for namaz, and I'm seeing that one old Mewati, and he's going helter-skelter in a ghabrat state, worried. So, as a matter of courtesy, we see an old person, then you want to support him, you want to help him. Some old person, aged, it's a duty of a Muslim. You see an old person, what's your need? Can I help you? Can I be of some assistance to you? Our Hazrat Ali should say, this piety is not just pulling the tasbih, no, but tasbih wa sajjada wa dalk. It's not just tasbih and musalla and wearing torn or patched clothing. Just bakhidmat khalqness. And what is this? Righteousness? It is about serving people with a good heart. But bikhalbin salim. The heart is clean, no dirt. Heart is clean, and your whole mind is how to serve people. How can I serve him? How can I do something for this person? What can I do for that person? What can I do for him? Without getting into fights, without getting into spiting, fighting, miting, and sliding, no, don't hold that. Lord, don't leave the fight for someone else. We do the work. So, what can I do on this occasion, that occasion, this one year? How can I help this one? How can I help this one? How can I help that person out? He's got a dunya need, he's got a deen need. Now, that is a Muslim. The tasawuf, just the khidmat, the khalqness. What is this righteousness all about? It's about serving people. So we see an old person, then what are we supposed to be doing? Some things were like treated like normal some years ago, like normal, and you should see it. You know. But now these things have to be brought to our attention, because alien cultures have come in, and then our original culture we have forgotten. Hazrat Ji Rahmatullahi had one breed, you know, old man, was a constructor, like a foreman, right? Take on a contract and he will do it. So he had a contract to do a masjid. Quite a wealthy person, but not too educated. Indeed, not very educated, but he had a contract to do up a masjid. And I say not too educated, it means he knows his farais, sunnah, wajib, but he's not an alim. He's got a contract and to do the masjid. But now see this association and what it does to the person. Right association and what it does. Wrong association and how it capsizes the person. And right association, what it does to the person. So as ignorant as he is, but now that association, some of the things that came into him, even is a learning curve for ulama also. It's a learning curve for ulama as well. So he's taken that on, so the place is demarcated, or this is the masjid. So he asked the trustees, is this already confirmed, or already gave it to the masjid? He gave it to the masjid. So that means the masjid. So they declared it the masjid. Right now, I'm going to see here that the namaz takes place from now, from the beginning. They already declared it a masjid. When they have declared it a masjid, then namaz must take place from there. He'll call the azan himself. He will do the namaz. If anybody's there, they'll join up. But he says, now it's a masjid, then why deprive yourself of the blessings of the masjid? And why deprive the masjid of the namaz? Why should we do that? But now, the average person, now how he works, you know, masjid must be built, cupboards must be laid out, someone must arrange the biryani and the works, then they must come and cut the ribbon, eventually come into the masjid. But now you see, the association, what a change brings to a person's understanding. Association, thinking is right. Here, when originally when the masjid was built, flooring was done. Still waiting for the carpet, right? So I said, no, the flooring is finished now. Start of the namaz. No, just wait for the carpet. So leave it. You put on blankets and read the namaz. Carpets will come. We read the namaz on the carpet. But now, why should we deprive ourselves of the blessing of the masjid? Already declared the masjid. What's the need to it? So wait for the grand opening. This person must come, give a bayan, and then cut the ribbon, have a big party. And then, what's the need? No protocol like this. But I see this old man, that association with the right person, with the right mind. See, not just association. The association with the right mind brings about the right results. For association with the mind is not right, then towards the problem. Like you got a cup, right? You'll get that taste of that coffee, eh? Coffee and bean, or espresso, or whatever, right? Get it? If the cup is right also, right? But if you got a tasty coffee, but now that cup has got some tarkari and something leftovers, right? Now you will get that enjoyment. Now, hey, that espresso, that cafe is not giving that type of a kick. Yeah. So the content must be right and the utensil must be right. So your mind must be right and what you're receiving is must be right. Then you come to the right. Now, unfortunately, I have to say these things. Why I have to say it? Because we're getting so, we're distancing ourselves from our culture, our original culture, we're distancing ourselves. You know, before the Tabligh Jamaat could start, right? So we had a shop there in Reunion, right? So, what used to be the style there in the shop is you're taking turns. Three people are going to read namaz. There's one old chacha, Yusuf Mota, you should call him, right? So the moment the azan goes, he's going to the masjid. Now, up till now, I admire him. Maybe someone must have told him something also, but he is not interested. Azan goes, I'm going to the masjid. See, that was our culture. And nothing must affect and disrupt that culture or mindset of understanding. Nothing must. If you've got a culture, we've got our Rasulullah Pakistan, we don't need any alien thing to come and enter. Sometimes it may be that our minds are saying, alright, we may closing and opening such a long process and some loss will be incurred. Just make a jamaat inside the shop and leave all that. So why they build the masjid? If you could do it in the shop, then you can do it at home also. Make jamaat. The masjid is there. Close that shop and go to the masjid. See this old man. He's teaching a lot of sabak. He's teaching. We think we are teaching them and they got the spirit. Maybe they don't know the words. They don't know the masla properly. But they got the spirit. Ishad, the azan, the mosque, everything in that spot. Then, number two, his routine was, he had a clock, right? Now, it's Zohar time, so he will key it now for Asr. At that time, they have digital and all these things, you know, it's already planned, and that he will just ring at the time. He don't have that. You have to key the thing physically for that thing to sound, see. So he's read the Fajr namaz, he's keyed the thing for Zohar. Right. Zohar time, and then he knows the time is go. And from, he read Zohar namaz, and he's keyed for Asr. Again, this man is a miracle man, this man. Although he's like a jahil, but that association, what he did to him. Now that is really exactly complying with the hadith, وَانْتِزَارُ الصَّلَاةِ بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ فِيمَا يَخْتَصِمُ الْمَلَوُ الْأَعْلَى. Which are the deeds that the high ranking malaika, they're racing for that. You know, they're racing to get that. And one of the deeds is, وَانْتِزَارُ الصَّلَاةِ بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ, waiting for the next salah. See that keying, what it means? I did my one namaz, I'm happy, I'm waiting for the next namaz. But see what he did to this person. So that's, again, association, but your mind must be right as well. You may say, no, I had the association, but I didn't have. So, the association, you won't say that Buzru was wrong. It's maybe my mind wasn't right. So you didn't get what you're supposed to get. I showed that coffee and the utensil. It'll go right if both are right. Sometimes like people bring tahnik, you know, in a plastic container. Right? I can get the pure smell of tarkari. Hey, it's probably a thing. Then you're going to a child's man's stomach. Get the thing right. Sometimes you can get the smell of detergent inside. So, understand, but there's some mamuli things there, but it makes a difference. Understand what you're doing. Then, that was the second thing. Old chacha, right? Then the third thing was, there was a dog that was coming around, and whatever he would eat, if there was anything left over, bones and all that, he would leave the scraps for that dog. Please, one side. So, that also, that consideration. You know, he said, the soul of Jews, khidmat al-khalqness. Righteousness, what about? It's about serving. The creation. Khalq means creation, serving. So he had that decency that, alright, the dog coming around, although it's stray, but let's serve it. See, it's your mind. Irhamu man fil ard. Be kind, be compassionate. And the one in the heaven will be compassionate towards you. So even the dog is coming around stray, alright, I got some bones, all that, whatever scraps, leave one spot nicely. Then he comes in. On the dog side now, that thing began to look after the place. See how the Allah Pak's brother comes. What a good heart. And you're associating with him. Good heart and associating. Can't only say I got a good heart. Good heart and associating with him. Then the story is complete. So he's taking care of them. And that thing is also doing his job. Then the fourth thing happened is one, Hindu came around looking for a job. He said, yeah, I got a need for a bricklayer or something. And a job is available. Alright, I built an apartment for myself. It's quite big. Let me just subdivide it. You can use one side and I will use the rest of it. What do you do? You see this? The sawuf bajus khidmat al khalqness. It's about serving. How you can show some kindness to people in general, creation of Allah. What can you do? And I say this was part of the culture, part of the makeup. Part of, every Muslim felt like that. I must do something, what can I do? I know when this madrasa started, somewhere in the 80s, right? So, starting off, and we didn't have a cook and all that at that time. But really, I think most of the prominent families in Sligo would offer the meal for the day. That must have carried on for about 3 years. 3 or 4 years, until we had a permanent cook. But eagerly, happily, and one family is offering the food, second one. So that was a Muslim culture. And I know some of the students, when we had to get a cook and do the... See, it's not as tasty as before. Obviously, hopeful is hopeful. But you see the mind, how people mind. How it was. It was, and then we moved away from that. So he gave him a job there. Now, this chacha, workers got 1 day off in the week. So this Hindu would go to do whatever he needed to into the town on that day, that off day. Right? So the chacha will be left alone here on the masjid side. So now the chacha at night, perhaps he went to take out some water from the well and he slipped in. Now it's night and there's nobody. Nobody around. But you see, when you kind, then how Allah Ta'ala sees to you. How it's rewarded. Now that dog, that stray dog that he was taking care of, that thing is coming by the well and going by the roadside. Barking by the roadside, coming to the well. That's what he's saying, please come and help my friend out here. That's what he's saying. Until that Hindu came after about 4 hours. Now you see, sometimes the wells, most of us didn't see wells, right? India, you see wells. So, it's round, a big hole, round. And on the wall of it, you'll find sometimes this a brick. Brick here, brick there, right? On the walls of that thing. So this chacha, luckily he was supporting himself on the brick. One leg on the brick, and one hand on the brick. But he's inside, and he can't climb up. So the dog is barking. This man came, this Hindu came from Saharanpur, wherever he was going to. Came up for about 4 or 5 hours. Now he's seen that dog is barking at the well, and being on the roadside. And barking near him as well. So he's wondering now, kya ho raha hai, what's going on? What's going on? So he went to the well, he saw that this man, this chacha, he fell. So he took a rope and pulled him out. But you see, there's so many lessons in this chacha's life. And the fifth thing that I think most of us is beyond us, right? It's beyond us. He was quite a wealthy person. He could have lived like in Musgrave. He was so wealthy. But now, because of his wealth, his position, his status in society, the townspeople offered him to keep them in one of the apartments. So, man of position, status and rank, plus he's building the masjid. So they offered him, we've got an apartment, come and stay here. He said, no. I'm staying here. This is like a little bit of a downtrodden area, like how we get a shack or something. I'll stay here. I prefer living amongst the poor. Now again, that hadith, أَحْيِنِي مِسْكِينَ وَأَمِتْنِي مِسْكِينَ. I ask you, now you're going to live in Westville, Morningside, or Musgrave. Will you be practicing that hadith? أَحْيِنِي مِسْكِينَ وَأَمِتْنِي مِسْكِينَ. Let me live amongst the poor and die amongst the poor. This old man was like an embodiment of sinner. Old, you know, though he was a jahil, didn't know, right? But you see the world of a difference comes that comes with association. So I was surprised when I read the article about Swami Saparamitradi. See, the old, the emphasis that was on right association, right tadbir, was far in excess of education. Now it's the other way around. The whole emphasis is on education. The right tarbiyah, the right character building of values, etc. That became like a secondary thing. In fact, it's not even regarded as an important thing. Not even regarded. Now one point you have to teach a person, you have to mount it with so many proofs, then it comes to his mind. The level of application comes long after that. So this we understood that see, the first is the application, then gradually you get to terms, you get to understand, all right, why it is done in this particular way. But now, if you want to subject it to him, learning it only, then for the 5-6 years, then he's deprived. So we're coming back to this Salimullah Khan's story. He saw that Mewati like a jahil, and 1 hour before the namaz, and he's running helter-skelter, worried, ghabrat. I say, it's a duty of any Muslim, you see some Muslim, help out. Whatever the race, the fact is, he's a Muslim, even if he's a non-Muslim, try and help. In the right thing, you'll help him. In wrong things, you won't help. If he's ghabrat because he didn't get his ganja or something, so you won't take him to the place where he's standing there, right? Why, it's a wrong thing. But if that fikr and that ghabrat is for the right thing, then you help the person. It's the right end. Help him, assist him, support him, see what he needs. So he went to this old chacha. What's the reason for you? So he says, you see, namaz will be just now in 1 hour's time. And my miswak, I misplaced my miswak. And I know if I don't do that namaz with the miswak, I'll be 70 times low. I'll be marked, but 70 times low. So that's the worry. And what Srinivasa Sahib is saying, see, you are such experts, you wrote about miswak, chapters upon chapters, pages upon pages, the research, the hadith, everything we wrote. But we didn't have that level of concern and motivation that this old chacha got. He's got the drive, he was the fikr, he got everything. We got the backup with the hadith, but we don't have the drive like this man has got. So the actual thing was the application. This is definitely important, but even more important is the application. Now this person has got it. But no, that's why Al-Mu'tan is saying that in that zamana, the greater concern was tarbiyat, association, get the person to think right. You must think as a Muslim. He mustn't be just an outer appearance of a Muslim. He must think as a Muslim. What a Muslim is supposed to be doing, how he's supposed to be behaving to the elder, to the young, to his age, how he's supposed to be discussing, how he's supposed to be working, must he get into a fight, must he get into an argument, debate, is that the style? What he does, what must he do? Commotion or something, then what is the take of a Muslim? What does he do? So, the people in the past, they knew it. I suppose their fathers and grandfathers' minds, the slate of their minds was not messed up with Westernism. It was not messed up with secularism or Westernism. So the slate of the mind was clean and clear. So whatever they learned with the association and elders, they did it straight away. Right. Then people went into Westernism, went into materialism, went into secularism. And then there was so much of marks on the slate of their minds. It's a mess now. So now, They don't know how to decipher, how to separate the issues. Is this the dini thing or that the dini thing? Is it, this is the dini thing or that thing? So, you love bisu alayna dina. They're confusing the whole deen on us. They don't have that, right? Because the mind's got so much of reading, so much of writings there. This side, this is a fact here, this is a fact there. So the whole mind is upset now. So to come to that, to arrive to that right, what a big task. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَذِكْرَ لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَ السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. If your heart is right, then this message must definitely affect you if your heart is right. One Sahabi, Laqit ibn Sabira, radiallahu anhu, so he comes for the first time to Medina Munawara. And he says, رَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ. I saw a man, people are flocking towards him and they're going. They're taking something and going. So I also went. So when I went, so I greeted, Alayka Salaam, Ya Rasulullah. So Nabi Sam corrected, La Taqul Alayka Salaam. Fa inna Alayka Salaam Salamul Mawta. This is not the way to greet, because that greeting is the greeting of the Qabristan. Right. So now, see, at every step, Rasulullah is correcting him. From the beginning, he's correcting him. And here, he remembers the advice verbatim. So you understand that their hearts were very good. Otherwise, you could have gone negative. See, the first encounter, and straight away the man start taking off with me. See, today's man, I will say, you know, first meeting, you start taking off. No reception, no warmth, nothing. But now look at the hearts. Hearts were good, so the advice is gone straight. Straight. You also understand that, see, the hadith says, La ghirara fi salati wala fi tasleem. Or a simple translation, there is no shortcut. What? No shortcut in namaz. You must do it right. The namaz, you do it, don't make shortcuts. Postures, the recitation, the ruku, the sajda, the qada, whatever, do it right. So no shortcut. And then no shortcut in salam as well. So now, it's become like traditional. So I'll greet. Assalamu alaikum, right? And the other person is a little bit of modern Muslim. Salams. Salam. See that? Is that a shortcut or not? And then, partly this thing has come up because of the phones. On the phone now, you're not making the full of salam. Salams. So then that came onto the tongue. From there onto the tongue. So let there be no shortcut in namaz and in salam. Give the full salam. Assalamu alaikum. I know in reunion, so we had a baba, they should call him Lighty Baba. Alright, not punctual Muslim. It was the end, he came right. But what I admired in him, his children, though he was not so committed and all that, he's got a barber shop, all type of people come in. All type. But it was a requirement of every child, if he's come to see his father, make salam loudly. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. At that time, no tabli jama, nothing. Tabli jama only started about 62, 63. But before that also, this man had it, make assalamu alaikum loudly, clearly. You see that? See, that was our culture. And all this nonsense, Westernism, we began to feel ashamed of our culture. Say it. There's a mixed crowd, there's Muslims, but say it, Assalamu alaikum. Why should you feel embarrassed? That person doesn't feel ashamed to say, how are you, good morning. He doesn't feel ashamed. Morning or afternoon, whatever. He doesn't feel ashamed. So why should you feel ashamed? It's making sense. He's proud of his culture. So he's saying, mourning. So then why are you not proud? Why are you not feeling confident? About 2 days there was an email. So the lady is complaining about the child. Son is big now. Whether he's studying university or he's already a professional person. So he writes up to his mother. See, now I'm an LG. And we're living like that. I'm gay, I live like that. Right? So, now please accept me for what I am. Please accept me for what I am. Now the mother is asking, can I feed my son? Can I call him home? All that. And accede to his demands. I said, yeah, call him. When you call him, you must tell him the same message. Yeah. You respect us for what we are. What was his demand? Respect me for what I am. You can turn the whole thing around. Respect us for what we are. Can't you do that? What must you give in? You know it's trash, right? I think many a times, you know, this electronics has put people backwards. They're not thinking, the majority is not working. Minds are not working. Everything about electronics, just Google. Voila, Google, I got it straight. So are you using your brain? So it was such a small maneuver to say, right? Tell him, right? When you come to see us, then respect us for what we are. Masla hal ho gaya. To a large extent, you got a solution. So our culture and our ways, that mustn't be forgotten. Don't forget it. Don't leave it out for anything in the world. Sometimes you leave that out. In Mishkat Sharif, the hadith says, when you leave that out, then you get deprived of a sunnah. You left the thing out, what happens? Uske paadash mein. As a punishment, what happens? Till the end, you get deprived. Some depravity comes to you. We look at our culture, see. Mu'asad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he came to this country maybe around the 16th. First. So I know there was one Dawat and I was called. Right? So I went. And just then, the style of the food changed. Chops, chips, burgers, just then, just started now. So, when I saw that, now we are children, right, we are small. And now, when we saw that, now we excited to see the food. Burgers, chops, all that. Still young. So what was Mullah's response? He said, "Ye khana bakhili sikhati hai." This type of food teaches you to be miserly. That was his response. So what he's telling you exactly, you see that simple food, curry, right? That was a simple, original, traditional food, curries, right? That food, right? If you got, say, the 11th hour, you saw there were 2-3 other mihman in the masjid, or 2-3 poor persons, got to come, join it. Everybody fits in. But now, when you prepare chops, and you got 3 mihman, so you have to calculate to see, 3 mihman, and you got 1 dozen chops, right? So, you and plus 3 mihman, so 4, so each must take 3 pieces of peace. You're going to do the calculating. Can you call the 4th, 5th, 6th person? Can't do it. So Mawla says, ye khana, tumhe bakhili sikhati hai. He's teaching you to be miserly. But I said, hey, what a profound correction he brought. You know, our minds never went to that. But you see the association of these righteous, great people. They bring you back to the original style. Now the whole style is me and my children. Me and my children. Me, my children, my family. What happens to the rest of the world? They must go and sort themselves out. me. I'm just impressing what was the original style. Even if there's a dispute, but the dispute was also so refined. As the Sheikh's family, they come from Kandala, right? So two cousins, there was a dispute about some property, there's a dispute. So to sort the dispute, they had to go to court. Now, see how they work. You're talking about two centuries away, right? So to go to court is about 20 kilometers, right? So today I'll pull out my cart, horse cart, and the brother I'm fighting with, you and your brother, have got a dispute, right? So you pulling out your cart, tell your brother, right, you'll jump in with me. Same cart we're going to go sort of the fight. So do we have that level? And other things, they were dunyadar, they were dini people, they were like a dunyadar people. So, and then in that he would say, see, my cart and lunchtime we're going to be eating together, I got the lunch, so the lunch is together, the cart is together. Just look at the refinement. Now, in this court, I don't know how it works, but in India at that time, sometimes the session is long. So there's an interval, and that thing carries on after that. So in the interval, they're sitting together and they're eating. So now, the judge or the magistrate has to call. When he's calling, he doesn't know who's who now, because they're sitting together and they're eating. So he doesn't know who's the plaintiff, who's the defendant, doesn't know anything. Because the way, see that. Now, you got a court case with your brother, can you talk to him? Will you talk to him? Look at him. But now see that dunyadar, they came from a refined Islamic background. So they knew, alright, there's a dispute carrying on, a heavy dispute, millions, right? But now that doesn't affect the relationship. And obviously one will not be right in this whole dispute. One person will be right, one person won't be right. But you see how it goes. See, in the process of the whole dispute, going to court and coming back, so the younger brother passed away. Right. Now the case is carrying on. The younger brother passed away. When he passed away, so the elder says the widow, your husband was my younger brother, and so are you. So my younger brother is like my child, right? Had a dispute, finished, right? But now, he's gone, so I don't have a dispute with you. The dispute was with him, not with you. What? The dispute was with him, not with you. Like, he was my junior, you also my junior, but the dispute was with him, not with you. So there's the papers. You sort out the papers like how you want it. I will sign off. Whatever you say, according to your instructions, we will prepare the papers and let it be. See the refinement. Hearts. The goodness. Just look at that. Look at the mannerisms. I think sometimes we are still a long way just to get the right thinking, right mindset, right understanding, how it works. The Shaykh Ramutlali, his father, Mawlana Yahya, passed away. So it's a family home. The sister is also in that house. And the Shaykh and his father, however it was, but they were living. Now the father passed away. In India at that time, until we were in India, if you got a house in that area, the Dioban, all the place, so every house got a well. Every house got a well. Even in Pompen, some of our South African students, they had rented a house. They also had a well. So the well, because now it's one family, Yahya, right? One family. So you didn't have to make a subdivision. So the well will be sufficient for everybody, because it's one person and he's still not living. So you don't have to subdivide it. But now he's gone, so there must be a division now. That's your share, that's my share. So now, the Shaykh Ramadhani, he made sure that the well comes to his sister's side. Now, water is life. Water is life. Now the aunties are saying, freeze our life. I know that this load shedding is had. Hey, magad ni chalti. Both are not working. It's such a heavy thing for them. More important than the fridge was water. Because you need all the time for drinking, for cooking, for washing, istinja, wuzu, everything you need, right? But he made a point and see. So the sister felt a little bit disturbed. Said, what, you're treating me as a stranger? So I thought, I'm not treating you as a stranger. You're separating everything. No. This is the law of the Sharia. So I'm showing you what belongs to you, right? But if you say I'm treating you as a stranger, then I'll show you better love than what father showed. What our father showed, I'll show you greater love than that. But you see that our thinking, that thing needs a lot of adjustments, a lot of adjustments. The camouflage today is wearing a costume, right? And the costume is supposed to be representing our deen. It's just a costume. So, do we have the values? Same values, understanding. Do we have the values? A Muslim, when in Jamaat, right? So his mind is coming right. So a lot of these people are good. Their hearts are good, but they just need some guidance. So even Jamaat, he learns a couple of things. Now he learned a couple of things, and he's going back home. So he jumped the bus, crowded bus, right? And then as he jumped the bus, so he sees a couple, and he sees that that woman is in pain. You know, when somebody is in pain, you can make it out. Right? And he felt his mother, perhaps she's in labor now, right? And now they don't have cars and all that, but she's in pain. Bus is crowded. So, with all that heat, no fan, extremely hot, he gave that woman the seat to sit. So he gave his seat. Now this woman sat, and she was a little bit more relaxed. Anyway, the husband was escorting his wife to the hospital. So, one day later, husband came to see, and she says, good news of her son, right? And then she says to the husband, that I want to share some secret with you. What is it? So you see, that whole bus was full of our people. All our people, all Hindus. But nobody had the heart to give up his seat to me. Although I was in extreme, excruciating pain, nobody had the heart. This man is not a Hindu. But now what compelled him? And we don't know him, he doesn't know us. Right? We haven't done any favor to him, nothing. So what was the turning? Why did he give up his seat for you? So there must be something in this person's religion. So my heart is compelling me now, I can't resist to say that this son will be a Muslim, his name is Muhammad. And I'm also declaring the Shahadat. The husband says, I was feeling the same. It turned out that this man here, this Hindu, was quite influential in his people. Right? So he had to call them because for a child to invite, right? And then he had to break the news. But he was so influential and so sincere that that whole community accepted Islam. You see that first hadith in Bukhari Sharif, right? Of the Badr al-Wahi and all that, right? And that hadith is teaching you when Rasulullah had that encounter, right? Wahi. Khiftu ala nafsi. I was afraid, you know, such a big task on me now. That means I must see the world's problem to the day of Qiyamah, the whole world's problem. So no doubts of the Wahi. But this task now, I'm going to manage it. So, the words of comfort that Khadija offered to Rasulullah, Kalla, la yuzika Allahu abad. Allah Ta'ala will never forsake you. Because la tasiru al-rahim, wa tu'inu ala nawa'i bid-dahar, wa tahmilu al-kal. You sort of everybody, the whole world's problems. Someone doesn't have a job, you find something for him. Doesn't have money, you sort of something for him. Someone is struck with some problem, you sort him out. The family and relative, you sort him out. So, a person like you, Allah could never forsake. Now the point to note in this hadith, this was not at the encounter of, the first encounter of Wahi. So, Rasulullah was doing all these works of kindness to who? Muslims or non-Muslims? All Muslims. And then the second point to understand is, when a man has got this type of a heart, then won't he draw from the treasure of Allah Ta'ala? Kalla, la yuzika Allah, Allah will never forsake you. See, your heart is like this. You must be kind to everybody. And number three, I say, is not that a draw card for everybody to come into Islam. They see Islam from a different perspective. So some of the things that we can do, like, make water freely available. When there is a need, have a tap going on the outside, so you don't want your parda and privacy to be invaded, but you've got the means to put up a well, put up a borehole. Something at the time when people are in constraints, what can we do? General, all of them. Now, even the politicians, they send us compliment. Whatever the compliments, you know, we know about your kindness, and please continue. See, we know about your kindness, and please you continue. Now, with whatever, you know, they do whatever reason, love of those. We don't have to go and check the needs, right? But they recognize. See. So, if only we can understand what our culture is, what our ways are, and how to bring about corrections. Allah Baktofi Sikhara.